are learning Shmiras Haloshen Shahar HaZechira. I guess we're in the middle of Perek Tes Vav. And the words that begin with V'gam HaSotan Mizgare, in the English edition, page 180, second to last paragraph, when the words begin, V'gam HaSotan Mizgare, we're discussing, the topic of discussion is that of Machlekes, and the Chofetz Chaim here is bringing from Chazal different situations when a person gets involved with machlekes, how bad machlekes is. We saw yesterday he brought from Chazal that we know the Bezen Shel Maila only punishes when a person is 20 years old. Bezen Shel Mata punishes when a person is 13 years old. But when there is machlekes between Koyrach and Moshe Rabbeinu, even the young infants, the young little children, got swallowed up as well along with their parents. He continues and says, V'gam ha-sotan mizgare v'bali machlekes. The sotan antagonizes and encourages these bali machlekes to make sure that they gets more ingrained, this machlekes. I unfortunately know a situation where people, there's a machlekes, the people are attacking someone else. Unfortunately, it's a true story. It's like a nightmare. But unfortunately, when the person wakes up in the morning, it's still alive, still around. And I asked the person, I said, what is the gain? What is the gain? What are they after? What do they want? And the response was, nothing more than to make this person's life miserable. That's what it is. That's the gain. That's the goal. It's an unfortunate, sad fact. He brings a case, Kedisa Begitten, Daf Nun Bezim and Aleph, Hanu Betray the Igre Behu Sotin. There were these two people who the Sotin provoked them to fight. The Chol Be Shimsha Havu Komin Minsu Bahadoy Hadodi. Every Erev Shabbos, they were Chavrusas together and fighting with each other. The one thing they agreed on is that they should be fighting. I'm kidding about it. But that's what they agreed on. Iklo Rabbi Meir Lohasim, Rabbi Meir found out about the situation. And he went to those two people. Ikvinu Tloso Beishimsho Adoavad Lhu Shlomo. He stepped in. Rabbi Meir stepped in. Three consecutive afternoons on Erev Shabbos, and he made peace. He made peace with these two people. The Avad Lehu Shlomo. Shami de Kamar, he heard the Tzahara saying, Vai da'apke Reb Meir Lahu Gavro mi Beise. He said, well, look what Reb Meir did. He threw me out of the houses of these two men. I just want to point out that there are certain times in a person's life that the Yetzirah gets very, very strong. One of these times is Erev Shabbos. As I was saying, that there's a special Yetzirah that exists Erev Shabbos where the Yetzirah puts on his dancing shoes, he ties those laces very tight, and he says, I'm not taking off these shoes. And he makes sure that he gets his hands involved with every single situation to make sure there can be a lack of Shalom Bayis. When entering into Shabbos, yes, we have to make sure we get everything, the fish cooked, and the challah cooked, and the chicken cooked, and the kugel cooked, and the salads are bought, and the vegetables are bought, and the house is clean, the table's set, and there's a lot to do, and the candles are done. So Yetzirah wants to add another thing to the list. Make sure you have machlokes. Did you make a check on it yet? And that is a specific time we know Zelu Mazel also Lakim, when that tremendous opportunity for machlokes is there, when there is peace, shalom, that it can be brought out, the schar is endless. That reward is endless. The schus for Klai Yisrael, when there's shalom, it's endless. I want to share with you a quick story from the Stifler. I mentioned the Stifler earlier upstairs. my chavrusa. So there's a person went over to the stipler. He told him it's unbelievable. It goes on. I don't know the whole story. I remember, but it's a part I remember. It's unbelievable the craziness going on in my house. He says, with this, the children and the this and the that and the mess. So says to the stipler, what should I do about it? The stipler says back, pick up the broom. Help out. What is crazy is going on? Pick up the broom. So let's continue now. Come and see the power of machloikis. In the word itself of machloikis, we see how dangerous things can be. Machloikis is spelled without the vav. And it really is an acronym, an abbreviation, for these five words. Mako, Choroin, Likoi, Klolo, and Tachlis. The word Machloikis, Mem, Ches, Lamer, Kuf, Sof, represents the mako, the punishing that comes from Machloikis, the Choroin, the anger, the Likoi, the beating, the Klolo, the Kuf, the Klolo, the curse, and Tachlis, the purpose, coming to tell us that Machlekes brings destruction, Kliya, Kloimesha, Machlekes Meviya Kliya Lo'ilam, that Machlekes brings destruction to the world. In the actual word itself, we see this. Now, according to the greater, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. According to the Machlekes, the greater the person is, that's how his punishment will be greater as well. As we see in Tana de Velio, it says, in regards to Kairach's supporters, they are princes and leaders of the society. So the Torah is telling us the importance of their greatness, of who they were, because according to their greatness, so was their punishment. Now, before we begin the next paragraph, we have to ask the question, what is the greatest avera? We know we discussed, Chofetz Chaim tells us Lashon Hara. One of the worst averas a person can do is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the ultimate. When a person is not worshipping Hashem, he's worshipping foreign gods. Sometimes the foreign god is Frank. I'm sure that many people have heard that Avodah Zarah, Frank, is short for Franklin, the $100 bill. People sometimes worship the money.
No.
It's a good thing you can't hear me from down there. So, they're referring to the money. Sometimes they worship their money, sometimes they worship their arrogance, their position, whatever it might be, whatever that Avodah Zarah might be, however it manifests itself. We're about to learn that there are three times the Chofetz Chaim will tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevater. Even though Avodah Zarah is such a great, great Avera, nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevater. He had patience with the idol worshippers. However, the flip side, when it came to Machlokes, Hashem did not have patience with them. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Omru Chazal, V'shloshim Mekoyim Ezvite HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Avodah Zarah. There are three places HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater. He had patience with Avodah Zarah. But he was not mevater when it came to Machlokes. Rishoyna, the first one, b'mei Dor Enosh, by Dor Enosh, the generation of Enosh, boy yischidol avodah zarah. Now, it's interesting. We have to realize, and not just read the words and go further, but understand them and the precious words he's saying. Dor Enosh, they were the generation that began worshipping idols. They brought this concept to the world. You know, there's something called a stink bug. You know what a stink bug is? We know what stink bugs are. Stink bugs are a new thing in here in Philadelphia. It's a recent thing. You know what they are? Well, you should have known. Right, they have like this like turtle, like the shell on the back. They drop them from nowhere. Sometimes they drop on you also. Oh, yeah, drop it from nowhere.
I came from
China. Came from China, huh?
5 years ago on a cargo ship.
They're everywhere. So they're called a stink bug. So it's interesting, the alumnus behind it. Now the stink bug, if you kill the stink bugs, they say that why is it good? Because it smells.
Right.
You kill a stink bug, you don't smell anything. No, you don't smell anything. Who smells it? The other stink bugs. That's what I heard. Then it brings more stink bugs. That's pshat. So I don't think the way to smash it, maybe I don't. We're not here discussing stink bugs. I don't know the official name to it. Why am I discussing this? We like to know, who was that first one that brought these stink bugs back from China? Right? We all know. Who's the culprit?
Stinker.
Okay. So, when we discuss this concept of Avodah Zarah, obviously the Yitzhahara, it's the Yitzhahara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu implemented into the world. But it's the generation of Enosh that brought this Avodah Zarah to the world. And yet we are told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevater, Hashem has patience with this generation. They started to worship idols. Then they began to call in the name of Shem. They called these other foreign, these other things, but they're God. They're these intermediaries, but they're God. However, but since there was peace amongst each other in that generation, Hashem had patience with them. However, Avodah HaMabul, the generation of the flawed, Shehayah Beinehen, Machloikis, there was Machloikis. Where was the Machloikis? Shehayu Goyzli, Nevchoymus, and Zelazeh, they were stealing from each other. In such a situation, Loi Viter Elohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Namavata, Hashem did not have patience for them. Shnema Kimol Oretz Chomas, Hashem saw that you can't leave your bicycle. You can't leave your baseball glove outside. You can't leave the bat because they're going to steal it. Hashem says, Ki molar es chomas. This world cannot survive the way it is. This is the final makah patash, the final hammer blow. Of course, they had other averus. So we see that even though this was a generation that began, Dor Enosh began the whole concept of Avodah Zarah into the world, Hashem had patience, but now when it came to Machlekes of stealing. Shein is Bedor HaMidbar. Kishebo Yisrael de Maisa Egel, when Klai Yisrael came, in regards to the Chayta Egel, which we know is every generation still paying the price, but yet we're still here, Baruch Hashem. Mocho Lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hashem forgave us. Salachti Kidvarecha. Moshe Rabbeinu went up back to Har Sinai. We have Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second Luchos. Hashem forgave us. However, Aval Kishahayu Boy Mele Machlekes, when it came to Machlekes of Kairach and Dasan Aviram, Loi Vita Lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem did not have patience with us in that situation. In regards to Machlekes of Kairach, the world opened up and swallowed them up alive. The earth opened up and swallowed them up alive. Third point, third place, where we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, which is of the worst chatoim, but yet Hashem had patience. When it comes to machloikas, Hashem did not have patience because of tremendous chait. Shlishus pislo shel micha, the pesel micha, the avodah zarah of micha. Mitoyu shahaya sholem beinei and nitalem arka. Since there was peace amongst them, Hashem was patient with them. Patient. I want to explain. Patient doesn't mean Hashem turns his face. patient means Hashem gave them time to do tshuva. Unfortunately, these times they didn't do tshuva, but patience doesn't mean Hashem says, oh, you got a freebie.
Didn't Hashem give the Gur Rabbah 120?
So the question was that Hashem gave 120 years to the Dor HaMabul, generation of the Mabul, to do tshuva. It's not like Hashem acted immediately. I want to suggest, perhaps, an answer in regards to the end of the previous paragraph, where we said that according to the greatness of the people, that is the level of the punishment that will come. So when it came to Korach Va'adoso, originally Rashi tells us in the beginning of the parasha by the Meraglim, that's not Meraglim here, we're talking about the Nisiyim, they are Nisi Eda. They were important people. So that's why perhaps the punishment came so fast. By the generation of the Mabul, they weren't such great people. So the 120 years that Hashem gave them was according to their level that they were on. As well as perhaps that the 120 that we think of in regards to the lives, the years that they lived, ratio proportion-wise, wasn't 120 years the way we think about it. We think 120 years is a whole person's lifetime. Oh, you should be Zaycha, 120, right? At Meir Asher. But if they used to live to 800 years, so is it a few days in their lifetime? No, not exactly, but right? Maybe. Maybe that's the approach. So we were discussing here Pesel Micha. It says, in Shoiftim, Vayikumu lahem b'nei Don, as a Pesel, V'yaynusam ben Gershom ben Menashe, until the day that Sancheir came and exiled them. However, when the Shvatim, now listen to these powerful words, very sad words, when there was a machlokes between the Shvatim of Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin, but there was not peace, did not exist amongst these, amongst Klal Yisrael. Nasu Elu Pranis Elu. The Jewish people became vehicles of destruction for their own brothers. Shinamar says in Divrei Hayom Beis, Yogimu Yodzayin, Vayaku Behem Avio. I skipped a line. Kishayu Elu Chaitin, when they would sin, Hayakodish Baruch Mevi as Elu Pranipayran Mehen. Hashem used, when Klal Yisrael sinned, Hashem used the Jews themselves to be a vehicle of destruction for their brothers. Shnema v'yaku abehem avio v'amoi makor rabo moid v'yiblu chalolim Yisrael chamesh meyo yiselef ish bachar. Says that there were 500,000 young men ish bachar died at the hands of avio. How precious does the Torah view one life, one Jewish life? Here we're talking about the punishment of 500,000 Jews. Who were they killed by other Jews? Ushechatu Shevet Yehuda Binyamin bo aseres hashvatim umparu mihen. And when Shevet Yehuda Binyamin were chayta, the aseres hashvatim came and punished them. Shnemar and Divrei Hayomim Beis Chavches Vav, Vayaharoig Pekach B'Yehuda, Meya Ve'esrim Elav B'Yoyim Echad, B'Yoyim Echad. Pekach Ben Remalia killed 120,000 men in one day from Shevet Yehuda. As I was mentioning when preparing the shiur, if you want to try to envision, what does it mean 120,000? Lahavdil, the largest stadiums, I don't think can barely hold 120,000. I don't think they could do that. Maybe you could find some. I don't know. Right? They had the Sima Shas this past summer, 90,000 full to capacity, from my understanding. Here we're saying another 30,000 more than that. You take a whole MetLife Stadium, you fill it up, 90,000. You take a whole Madison Square Garden, fill it up if you can with 30,000. In one day, that's what we're talking about, the Jewish blood was shed by other Jews. What was the source of this? Machlokes. L'manu mizeh shebali machlokes nasu kli mashus elu le'elu. We come out with this, we see that bali machlokes, they are the kli mashchis. They are the ones who are the destruction, the destroyers for each other. Continues and says, "Koshia machlokes shemeviyu l'idei sakonos nefashos." Machlokes brings to dangerous situations in life. Shalde meriva shayisa ben roye mikne Avram ben roye mikne Loit nispardu zemizeh. Because of the machlokes of the shepherds of Avram and Loit, Loit separated from Avram. When this galgal v'holach Loit l'sdoim, and what happened was Loit eventually went to Sdoim. V'chemad shavadi mohen, he almost died with them. Here we see machlokes can come to almost total annihilation. It brings a person to get lashed. Shneimar says in the pasuk, "Ki yeh riv ben anoshim," when there's a fight between people. V'ayim ben hakoyis harasha, and you hit the person. What caused the person to get hit? Mi garam loy lilkois. What was the source from gemalkus? Have you ever hamachloikis? Machloikis was the cause. Furthermore, kashi hi hamachloikis shehi meviel ide miso, brings to miso. Shneimar. When the two people are fighting and they accidentally hit a pregnant lady and they cause a death, the fetus. You have to pay for the value that they caused the loss. What caused this? It's machlekes once again. Let's finish the perek. Machlekes bebayis. If there's machlekes in the house, rachmana letzlan, there'll be destruction of that home. That doesn't necessarily literally mean that the house has to be physically destroyed. Is machlokes in shul? It's going to be dispersed. And furthermore, eventually, to be desolate. Machlokes be'ir, shvichas dam be'ir. There's machlekes in the city. There's bloodshed in the city. Shnei tamid chamim hadorin beyer achas v'chein shnei batei dinin ubenei machlekes. You have two people tamid chamim who live in the same city. V'chein shnei batei dinin, two courts, and there's machlekes amongst them. Soif lamus, death will come. Leoid continues. The toni de v'leyo zuto she machlekes bezdin churban oilam. A machlokes bezdin is the destruction of the world. It concludes the last paragraph of this parak. Teida shekeinu shekol zman sheyesh shalom b'pamalya shemato. We have to know and understand that kol zman, if there is peace b'pamalya shemato, in the heavenly court, in the court down here rather, b'pamalya shemato yesh shalom b'pamalya shemalya, then there is peace in the heavenly court. We are the ones who put the ball in motion. If there's peace down here, Hashem says there's peace in Shemayim. Shneimar, it says in Omo, it's Haboyne v'Shemayim Aloysov. It is Hashem who builds His heavens and Shemayim and creates His creatures on the earth. Eimasai, when is this? Bizman v'agudosu al Eretz Yisoda. Kelorim bizman shisol negodim v'aguda achas v'shom zeim zeh. When there's peace amongst each other, that's when Hashem says, Rashi explains that the groups of righteous people who form the foundation of the world and universe exists only because of them. When is this? That's when the Jews are united and they are at peace with each other. We just finished discussing in this parak over here the tremendously sinful punishments that can come from Achleikis. We end with the chizuk that we are in control to decide whether or not there will be shalom or there will be machlokes. Stop here for today.